Hello everybody, my name is Bridges Mugala, na kama kawaida I'm joined by...
My name is Anthony Baki.
Yes sir, so an interesting week, going into the weekend, new structures and everything is new. Let's start off in North London. North London walichuja coach. Tottenham walichuja coach. After a very short time, after 6 months, man, ajaisha under his management to the team. Akachujwa. Nuno Espirito. Ilikuwa mapema sana kumchuja ama ilikuwa mapema sana?
I think the issue here is the expectations the club had with Nuno. Ome sign.
Yeah.
The last time they were on top form.
Yeah.
So actually for them signing a new coach, they wanted someone who would push them to the top of the table.
Yeah.
But so far it's not that they have done so poorly, because the difference between them and the guys who are at number one is not a lot of points.
Yeah.
It's like 2 to 3 games and up with or catch up.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's a managerial issue and a lot of expectations which ought to have managed in a better way.
Hiyo ndio ni problem kubwa sana ukiangalia how you hire coaches. Like Tottenham walipea Nuno Espirito like a very big expectation of him. Like walikuwa nataka at this moment Nuno Espirito akuwa anashinda games against Liverpool, against Chelsea, you know. Na alifanya poa, like the first game alishinda Man City. Alafu ikafika place like for a whole month tu alikuwa na collect tuma L. Crystal Palace, Derby L. Chelsea, Derby L. Arsenal, Derby L. Na hizo expectations ilikam time enye Nuno Espirito akukuwa na his preferred players. Like, Kane akukuwa, mindset ya Kane ilikuwa place ingine tafauti. The structure of the team haikuwa ina make sense na what he wanted his players to do. So I think maybe ni kitu nilikuwa naona hata kwa Conte, like if January ifike and Tottenham washindwe kununua players that Conte want, then Conte tu pia ataenda.
I think hata hapo nyuma ukiangalia, yeah, tangu wakina Toby watoke,
yeah,
I mean kumekuwa na shimo sana hapo kwa hiyo defense yao.
Yeah.
Uwezi kuna, in as much as pia una score, lazima uko in a position to defend your post and defend the ball. So I think hiyo ndio imekuwa challenge yao. And even the wins they've been getting have been, you know, not that convincingly.
Yeah.
They are 1-0 on Askuma now.
But
again, wakipata team in Askuma throughout the game, like the way Crystal Palace did, they can easily fall into the pressure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And now we have Antonio Conte back in the EPL. What is he bringing to Tottenham Hotspur?
Conte is bringing his experience there.
Yeah.
He's one of those coaches, if you look at him,
yeah,
and how he manages football,
yeah,
you see passion. That is what you need from a coach. Someone who is passionate about the game. Someone who can, I mean, who will give all he has for the team and for the game.
Yeah.
Just to see good results coming out. So that is the kind of form he's going to bring into Tottenham.
Yeah.
And again, probably, I mean, with his touch and everything he has achieved,
yeah,
I mean, that is also going to like give him some of those, I mean, respect from players and even the management, because they have something to look up to from this kind of a coach.
Yeah. Let me just ask you a question. In the span of 2 years, let's say 2 years, Tottenham wamekuwa na one of, like, sasa na Conte ina make two top coaches, Mourinho and now Conte. How ni makoaches wana kushindia titles? Unacheki. So what is the difference between what Mourinho was bringing and what Conte is bringing now? If you are not able to buy players for the team to complement the style of the coach.
I think it's about time maybe the whole Tottenham like management,
yeah,
just saw the need to like cooperate with the coach,
yeah,
and actually give him the kind of tools he need to win games.
Yeah.
Because without those tools, definitely akuna mwalimu si anaenda.
Because I was just thinking, team kama Tottenham, they want to build a structure from chini kabisa, chini.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like City or United wanataka kubai experienced players. Tottenham wanataka ku start it from scratch chini. And I don't think Conte is the kind of manager mwenye ataianzia scratch chini. Like Conte January ataitisha ma players wazito, and that is one of the things ilikuwa imemblock from coming to Tottenham at the start of the season. Like, are you willing to bring some of these guys to the team so that I can implement my style of play?
Akipata wasi definitely anaweza come up na something.
Yeah.
Yoni msewezi doubt.
Yeah.
Unaweza kumbuka kutoka Chelsea akiingia Inter, alitafuta the right kind of players to win in the league.
Yeah.
Na kawina of players. Alisumbua kwanza Champions League vibaya sana.
Yeah.
But ametoka huko, team iko pale juu but unabahatisha.
Yeah, so, but the important thing maybe alishinda the Scudetto for like Juventus ilikuwa imedominate yo Italy yote, but he changed the thing. Yani ali dominate na Juventus, akatoka Juventus, akakuja Inter Milan, and then he changed the narrative. Yeah. All the best to Antoni Conte, but now, Harry Kane, there are some rumors that Harry Kane has shifted his plans to stay at, now he wants to stay at Tottenham after Conte now amekuja sasa Tottenham. Will Conte now get everything that he needs from Harry Kane? Yesterday, on Thursday night, scored a goal.
They actually won.
Yeah.
By 3-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for Conte,
yeah.
Well, one thing I'm sure is going to like bring into that team is the kind of system he used in Italy.
Yeah.
3-5-2. But the wing backs have to play as attackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they step up to the half line, adding up to the numerical advantage,
yeah,
so that the opponents overwhelm with numbers. So I think that is one of the things is going to come up. Is going to make sure he puts in place, because akwapo na the likes of akina Son wenye kuna pace,
yeah,
akina
Steven Lucas Bergwijn,
akina Bergwijn,
yeah,
akwapo na kina Tanganga ambao pia ni ma wingers wenye ni ma fullback wenye kuna hiyo pace,
yeah,
and that is what he needs to win this kind of games. So what he'll probably need to do ni hawa setu kutafuta Kane all the time, ama kutafuta kina Son hapo mbele na wanajaza tu hapo kwa half line ama guys.
First win under Conte, it was a solid but tight match against Vitesse, a very hard name. So goals by Kane, Son and Lucas Moura. Yeah, ilikuwa ima lift yesterday. First half, 3-2. Ilikuwa imeisha hivyo first half, yani. Second half walikuwa tu wanajibamba. Wanajinice. Yeah, so that is Tottenham in the North London part of England. Antoni Conte is back in the EPL. Anakuja kutesa. Remember, he said that in 2017, he made a comment about Tottenham. And then he said, if you want to win titles, if you want to win games, you need a structure. You need players who will win games. Like, you have to set your priorities. And he said that is the thing that Tottenham bado haina. So he will set the priorities for Tottenham, and best of luck to him. This is the EPL. On to the player of the week, courtesy of Football Weekly, Aaron Ramsdale.
Hey.
Mr. Baki.
I'll pick up my sims.
Jamal aliruka bana, alizirukia.
But I don't like the fact that you guys are comparing that guy to...
No.
Mendy.
We are not comparing Aaron Ramsdale with...
Usasata Mendy is here. Surely.
No, we are not comparing Aaron Ramsdale with anyone. We just said he pulled an outstanding performance last week against Leicester City. Comparing him with anyone else, saizi.
Spendi player say ati wanajaribu kumeka ligi ya kina nani hapo. Ati sasa amepiga tu save hapo. The English media kwanza is like, oh my god, sijui nini. That was just a
but you know for. You know he's an English guy, so
exactly,
the English media has to, yeah, the English media has to put their people in front. He pulled an outstanding performance last week. In regards to who is the best goalkeeper, Sidani kama amefika hapo bado, he needs time to show us everything. He needs to save Man City's
clean sheets, bro. What
Man City,
saving?
Liverpool clean and all that, yeah.
I think he did well for himself over the weekend.
Yeah.
Actually, niliona watu wameongelea story yake sana.
Yeah.
So let us see more of that, because actually with that kind of performance, Arsenal will slowly go to the top of the table. Pole pole. Yeah.
Just the one goal this season for Maddison. Looking to
double that one now. There it is. It's James Maddison. And it's an excellent save from Aaron Ramsdale again before it's cleared off the line. Well, Michael Oliver checks his watch. Has it crossed the line? Doesn't look like it. Play goes on. Well, excellently tipped onto the bar by Aaron Ramsdale.
That is an absolutely amazing first save. The second save as well. As he falls down, presence of mind. Look, he gets a bit on that, stops it from going in. And then it's cleared off the line. What a result that is for Arsenal. But what a save from Ramsdale.
Goal of the week, courtesy of Football Weekly, Cristiano Ronaldo. Volley, which helped Ole Gunnar's job.
Anakwambia, I mean, Cristiano.
Yeah.
The old guy is still scoring. What else do you want to find in your team?
Nashanga. And I think Nitu bidi yake. Ukifika at that age and you're still playing like that, then you have to pull performances week in, week out. Ukiangalia Manuel Neuer, 35 years old and still pulling out performances at the goalpost. So it is what it is. Goal of the week, courtesy of Football Weekly, Cristiano Ronaldo, a volley against Tottenham.
Tomine. Ronaldo. Great ball, works it so well, and what an equaliser. Cristiano Ronaldo shows Italy just what they're missing, and they have cut them open, these Atalanta defence. Ronaldo, Van der Beek, it was a useful ball across. Ronaldo's onto this one. Ronaldo's still going. Desperate to get it away. Ronaldo's shot. Oh, he's done it. He is quite extraordinary. He might just have saved United in the Champions League. Still the best in the business. 2-2.
On to Stratford and Manchester United ikona two issues too. Like every time, every week, Manchester United ikona two issues. The thing about these issues, these issues are the same, but they are looked at differently every week.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the same. Man United won against Tottenham to save Ole Gunnar's job over the weekend.
True.
A 3-0 victory. I thought Manchester United won, but United is still playing a very shaky and boring football.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think... What I'd say from that team is, it is actually individual brilliance that is just making the difference in the whole thing. Because in terms of formation and structure, there's a lot of room for improvement when it comes to that department.
Yeah.
Ole needs to come up with a structure that will work for him throughout the season. Remember, these individual brilliances or these individual players who you keep on depending on to make the difference in each and every game, sometimes injuries happen.
Yeah.
So what happens when they're not in the pitch?
Now everything will go south.
Yeah, exactly. So he needs to come up with a structure that will work for Manchester United.
Yeah.
Not just believing that there's Rod over there, there's Akina Rashford Apo, even if things are not working with the structure, these individuals will bring out the best of performance to carry the team.
And so many questions were asked after the Atalanta game, which United drew 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
United is still conceding with good when the opponents work on a good attackers. United, the main problem is United is conceding too many chances. Too many. And that's why Liverpool were thrash United like 5-0. It's something that City can do.
If you find a team that keeps on attacking, then hapo hivyo United itafall kwa hiyo pressure.
Yeah.
Kwa sababu watu ukiangalia game ya Atalanta na United, hawa si wako wanakaa.
Yeah.
Wakina Zapata walikuwa wanakuja, kina Ilicho walikuwa wanakuja.
Yeah.
So unapata wanawararua tu na hizo ma counter, wasi wakimwagika hivi, zinarudishwa hapo tu.
Nayo nayo.
Wanapo kwa 6, zinafungiwa hapo.
Somebody asked me like, Ole Gunnar alipea Bailey a chance to prove himself. Bailey played fun, a very good football. Like, ata watu wame rant. Eka Maguire bench uchezeshe uki Bailey. Because Bailey died. Like, if it's kama si Bailey, then United will have conceded like 4 or 5 goals against Atalanta.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are just asking, if you put Bailey and anacheza kama hivi, why won't you put Bailey more often and Van der Beek and Sancho to prove themselves that they can turn up in big occasions?
I think it's not an issue of gameplay when it comes to Eric Bailey.
Yeah.
You understand that he's been in and out.
Yeah.
With a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
He starts well for a team or for a particular game, then after that, a long-term injury.
Yeah.
So it's not Ole who is the issue here. Probably the injuries, which at times are always unforeseen,
yeah,
that have been denying opportunities to play with the team. You know, even as a coach,
yeah,
or as a manager, one of the greatest things you should do is managing your players. You understand? If a player has an injury, you don't need to force him into play
because
you need a clean sheet or what. You have to protect his future.
Yeah.
Because if you play someone with an injury, then they get the same injury over and over.
Yeah.
That is basically killing their career as early as possible.
You have brought out a very good point, but what you have said is very, like, Ole Gunnar isn't doing what you are saying. I wish I could ask you what you were saying, because ukiangalia the game against Leicester.
Oh yeah, he played Maguire.
Maguire, and Maguire was injured. And if you look out throughout the season, Van der Beek has never been injured this season ikianza, but he's still on the bench. Matic anapata injury, Scott McTominay anapata injury, Fred anakuwa suspended,
mm-hmm,
but Van der Beek tu ame kwa consistent sana kwa bench. Alafu ukiangalia Sancho, a very expensive player, but pia yeye ni kama ameanza sasa wanashindana na Van der Beek kukaa kwa bench, yani inakuwa it's so weird to see
consistency kwa bench sana.
Consistency kwa bench, yani au ndo ni wanaipaka vizuri hapo kwa bench.
I think maybe it comes with experience as well. Look at how Thomas Tuchel does it. When you were playing against Malmo, it was a whole different squad.
Yeah.
During the weekend, it was a whole different squad. So that is how best you manage your players. You know, I actually feel happy when I see Chelsea play.
Yeah.
Because you're always expecting a different squad to be fielded for a particular match. The other day, umeona kina Buckley wameanza, Loftus-Cheek wameanza, and you clearly know there is Kante at the bench who is so good at the midfield.
Yeah.
Apo hivyo kwa bench bado kuna kina Jorginho. But he trusted these guys that they can pull up a win for the team.
Yeah.
And imagine, they are pulling up a win for the team without the normal, natural strikers.
Yeah.
You know, Romelu Lukaku is down, Timo Werner, yeah. So, he's just trying to bring out the best out of each and every individual.
Individual, yeah.
So, I came to bench Sanati, Jua Madharau, but when you work, and I've got a chance, now I want to improve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So real quick, Anthony Barkey, City versus United, is it the last draw of Ole Gunnar? Aki aibishwa anaenda ama...
I don't think United is ready to let go of Ole Gunnar.
Uh-huh.
We should be honest about this kind of conversation. If he was meant to go, he'd have gone long time ago, but not now. United still needs this guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
And me hata nimechoka na Ole Gunnar kusema tu kwe.
Yeah, they need Ole Gunnar all the way. Si ati nichocha.
We move to one of, I don't know how to describe this team. One of the biggest team or one of the richest team. Newcastle United. Newcastle United, remember they sacked Steve Bruce about 3 weeks ago. They had a list of managers to come and manage their team, but it seems like no one wants to go and manage Newcastle with all that money.
Before I actually talk about someone managing Newcastle, what we should be talking about is them managing the expectations. Because you can't just say you don't want to go for someone like Antonio Conte, and you want him to just bring out a performance. Manage your expectations first. Say, it is okay, we have money here, we have a budget for transfer come January, but again, we're just starting with these players. Our target should not be for next year. We should be looking at it from a 5-year strategic plan.
Yeah.
You understand? So in that way, you can manage your expectations so that you don't end up sacking a manager just because he's not giving you those deliverables. Yeah. You understand? So manage expectations first, then get a manager who will take you through the process. Because I was just looking at the scenario of Manchester City. They had money at that time.
Yeah.
But you know what? Trophies are not coming in immediately.
Yeah, they had to wait.
They started getting trophies after four years. 4 years.
Yeah.
No. Eight trophies in the Man City. They're now competing for Champions League comfortably without struggle.
Yeah.
You understand? So that is the same like process Newcastle should follow.
Yeah.
Trust the process. Get a manager who you know has a philosophy and can build on that philosophy for over a period of 3 to 4 years. That is enough time for someone to deliver.
Yeah, building the foundation.
Go through failure. Reinvent yourself and come back and deliver something.
What I like about the Magpies appointing Eddie Howe is that Eddie Howe is the former Bournemouth manager. Alitoa Bournemouth uko chini kabisa and then akawaleta nini Premier League, and he has a very good structure.
Mm-hmm.
Na aku anacheza na like top class players, you know.
Mm.
He used some of the players were rejects, some of the players were kwanachezia reserves, some of the players were just young players and players who were able to follow up with his philosophy, and he pulled a performance in Bournemouth until he was stretched off. He needed to like change his environment or something like that. So I think the Magpies, Newcastle will have to give Eddie Howe a certain period of time to wamwambie e time tumekupea, manage with this time, e pesa, buy your players who you know watatufikisha some level. Na nilikuwa nasema if Newcastle can be able in the next 2 years, if they can be able to reach a European spot,
mm-hmm.
I think that will be the beginning of something big for them.
My thinking is,
yeah,
let them start small.
Yeah.
Wacha wafaitiezi Carabao, wanze hizo cup ndogo ndogo,
yeah,
as they build going up.
Yeah.
See, the small wins get you to the bigger wins.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
So that is Newcastle United. They're looking for success, and success isn't easy. The story is sweet, but success isn't easy.
Do I pay to success card?
Hey,
wow. Okay, get a ringtone, man. Okay, wish for your success.
You know, what about what TV?
I just kill and do it for success card for the KCSC and Peter.
So the mark by his fans on Kuski Anthony Baki will be sending a success card to them. We wish you all the best.
I'm on his choma shule, but Kuski on choma academy.
Wana go mantaka coach mkali, wanzaka Ten Hag. So Anthony Baki, let's go to the England squad. Rashford is back.
Mm-hmm.
No Sancho, no Lingard.
Lingardinho. Even though I told my name Chocha. Oh my God, it's Lingardinho again. What?
Ali, kumbuko jama bana. Lingard alipata success card.
Actually, I would have been happy to see him in a West Ham outfit.
Yeah, I think it will be ingekuwa fit sana.
Sangekuwa na perform. Kwanza vile West Ham say on fire. Aish.
I think ilikuwa too one of his biggest blunder. Bado alikuwa na decide, like at the start of the season alikuwa amepewa option, yeah. He could have left the club, but alikuwa bado na decide with all the signings and all that if he wants to stay or if he wants to go. So I think it's something that he will consider in January, and if not in January, then come next summer. Yeah.
But January, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's when I think he'll make up his mind.
Yeah, I think if he goes to West Ham in January and play very well, that atakuwa in contention for the World Cup next year.
Ah, true.
Yeah. I really love the way Southgate amechagua his defenders. Rhys James, Trent back in the pitch. Rhys James and Chilwell, sorry. Wako hapo in Chelsea wanafunga mabao left, right, center. So that is an advantage to England.
I think ours here amekuwa tu na performance too poor so far.
Yeah.
Because ukiangalia hata our list of top scorers,
yeah,
ours wako hapo.
They are the top.
Wamita ina kina Lukaku four goals. So they are doing well.
Yeah.
And I think ni poor pia kuinvite msia amekuwa na yo flair poor. Yani anacheza games, anafunga.
Yeah.
Tumeta kwa team, ataleta the same kind of energy kwa team.
Yeah, and I think bringing them back and it will bring a very positive vibe. Kuna some of the players on the corner, a very long EPL campaign. Kama Luke Shaw. So I think Chilwell back in the team, Luke Shaw, it releases Luke Shaw some pressure. Yeah, so before we go to the games for the weekend, the nominees of the Player of the Month, Chilwell, Chelsea. Kone, Burnley, a very good player. Phil Foden, Manchester City. Livramento, a very good fullback from Southampton. Ramsdale, Aaron Ramsdale, your guy.
My guy is Chilwell. You know, I'm for the blue team in London. Not the red team.
So Aaron Ramsdale, Arsenal. Declan Rice has been superb for West Ham. Mo Salah. Liverpool. And then we have Tillisman for Leicester City.
This thing.
Yeah.
Inaendea tu mtu moja. No Salah.
Mo Salah.
That guy has been through the month. Bawa zanyi kwa nani bang na Manu. Hizo game zikuwa fotana hivyo ziki nini. Apo mwisho.
Yeah.
Umse ako ligi fulani tofauti.
Mo Salah.
Champions League ati Player of the Month. Angekuwa na contend umse.
Yeah, I think he has been outstanding. On to the games of the weekend. Kesho. Ay, mungu tusamehe.
Early kickoff.
At the Old Trafford. Theatre of Nightmares. The Manchester Derby. United versus City. Tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.
City win.
Benefit of the doubt. Minte katua pa draw manzi. Benefit of the doubt. A draw. A big draw.
Bro, this is not Tottenham.
Yeah.
Ati wasi wenye wata give up after 2 goals hapo. This is City. They'll push you to your limits.
I know. But the only problem, the problem with United, Havana, like Varane is not there. But I'll still go with a draw.
Z.
I'm sticking with my draw.
City win. Yeah. Last week to the cool engine and my predictions.
Hey, mbaya sana. And that's why I'm going with the United draw.
City win.
Kesho, on Saturday, 6 p.m., Chelsea versus Burnley at the bridge.
It's a tough one, but I'm expecting them to win.
Yeah, even I'm expecting Chelsea to pull an outstanding performance. They have been great throughout the season.
You know, as you can't run out of players that you depend on.
Yeah.
Like now, kina Odoi are coming out on, I mean, guns blazing.
Yeah.
Kina Odoi airport, kina Barkley. Sit kumbele.
Yeah. And then we have Sunday at 5 p.m. Everton versus Tottenham.
Everton.
At the Goodison Park.
No, Tottenham lost the other day. Everton.
Benitez versus Conte.
I'll go for a draw.
A draw?
Yeah.
I'll just give Tottenham the win. I'll give Conte the win. Arsenal versus Watford, Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Emirates Stadium.
Arsenal will win.
Ramsdale will pull another outstanding performance.
It's not every day for him. But being at home, that will make them comfortable.
Yeah, very comfortable.
But you cannot underestimate the fact that Watford can pull a surprise out of this game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And also they need a win. They need a win to make them more comfortable, more wakwena confidence ya ku approach the other games and the EPL. Yeah. West Ham versus Liverpool, the late kickoff on Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at the London Stadium.
West Ham Liverpool at a force win up. But they were talking of fresh legs.
I'm going to gamble with this. And give Tottenham the win. The way Liverpool walicheza last week at Anfield against Brighton. I'm going to gamble with a win for West Ham here, manzi. I'm just going with a win for West Ham. I don't know why. Kuna kitu inaniambia tu. Bugala, Liverpool inaenda ku lose. Na Mo Salah takuwa floppy game for the first time this season.
Hey, Vanessa. Hata Salah asipofunga, bado kuna mtu atafunga hapo kwa bench. Kina Origi watakuja na wafunge.
Watafunga alafu ishe, unaona, watafunga alafu ishe, kituka 3-2 ama 4-2, win to West Ham.
Kina Joaquin Antonio kwa hapo, kina Ben Rama.
Yes, sir. So that is the Football Weekly that we, the games and the prediction and the discussion that we had this week. Anthony Baki, AOB.
Just like to tell guys to keep it safe. Keep it 100.
Yeah.
And let's enjoy the games. Metulia.
Yeah.
Otherwise, keep on supporting us on all our social media platforms. And apale Instagram. Follow us, Football Weekly. We will appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So my name is Bridges Mugala, and thank you very much for listening to us from Football Weekly. Vele Anthony amesema football.weeklyke on our Instagram page. Kindly follow us and we'll have interesting content for you. My name is Bridges Mugala once again, and I'm happy you are happy. Thank you very much.